vine. So the Holy Spirit is God come to be with us now, today. Now, receiving the Holy Spirit is a lifelong process. It's not just a one-off event. Now, we can, of course, quite rightly talk about being born again of the Spirit, and some of us may have powerful experiences of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, but it's also an ongoing process of being filled with the Holy Spirit, being daily transformed to be more and more like Jesus. Not just something we think about, in other words, on this special festival of Pentecost, but something we can invite God, the Holy Spirit, into our hearts and lives daily, every day. But the story of Pentecost reminds us that the Holy Spirit equips us to be witnesses to Jesus. It reminds us that the Holy Spirit is for all believers. The gospel is for everyone, for all nations. It's for everyone, regardless of who you are, regardless of your age, your color, your gender, your ability or disability, your sexuality, or anything else for that matter. As Paul writes in his letter to the Romans that we had read by Fularin, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Every single one of us is called to be a child of God, and by the power of the Spirit, we know that deep down to the core of our beings. Now, later in the service, well, actually just after I finish speaking, during our next song, everyone will have the opportunity to come forward to be anointed with the oil of chrism as a sign of anointing of the Holy Spirit afresh. And it's an invitation for all of you. And we can trust that God will touch us and pour himself out for us just as is right, whether it's quietly or gently like a dove, or with the noise and drama of wind and flames. It can be a surprise, though. Jonathan, are you all right? Okay, do you want to just, why don't you go and sit a bit nearer the back? So I think everyone's a bit worried about you standing there like that. It looked like there was something going on with you. Your hips sore. We'll come and pray in a minute for your healing. Okay. I had a surprise with the Holy Spirit quite a long time ago now, when I was going through the process of discernment for ministry. And I went to a day when Jerry Hughes, Father Jerry Hughes, who is a Jesuit priest and a great speaker and encourager for people in the faith. And at that day, Jonathan, may the Holy Spirit go before you and be with you. And at that day, there was the opportunity to go forward and to receive prayer. And I went forward and particularly asked for confirmation, really, of the discernment that I was being called to go forward for ordination. And as I went forward and knelt down to be prayed for, Tim, could you go and help, please? Susan and Manars, can you come back? Tim will go and deal with it. It's fine. Thank you. Tim, can you just go and speak to Jonathan, please? Thank you. Sorry about that. As I say, God surprises us every day in different ways. So I went forward to kneel and ask for prayer. And I'd been very... God had spoken to me previously through a passage in 2 Corinthians where Paul feels that God's saying to him, let your yes be a yes and your no be a no. And I went forward and knelt to pray and asked. I just said, could you pray for discernment for me? I didn't even say what it was about. And the person praying for me just said, yes. And it was in the circumstances, I just knew that was God saying, yes, let my yes be a yes. This is what you're supposed to do. And as the people prayed for me, I had this extraordinary sensation. I just felt my shoulders begin to shake. And I realized I was laughing. And I was just kind of full of the joy of the Holy Spirit and God at work in me. And that is the only time that's ever happened to me. It's quite a long time ago now. But it was a really, God really surprised me that day. It was a really powerful experience of the Holy Spirit, not just confirming his guiding and his inspiration for what he was calling me to do in my life, but filling me with the joy of what it means to know life abundant in Jesus. God continually surprises us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So expect to be surprised. Expect to be filled with the Holy Spirit for what it is that you need at this point in your life. It's a day-by-day thing, but it's also something that happens when we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit for his equipping, guiding, comforting, healing, enabling, inspiring, and leading us to know the fullness and joy of life that Jesus promises. Amen.